More now on the Brexit earthquake reverberating around the globe as Britain votes to leave the European Union. Shortly after the vote was officially announced this morning, British Prime Minister David Cameron announced that he'll resign. The news has sent markets reeling around the globe. For a look at how it could affect the U.S. and Massachusetts, we're joined now by Professor Robert Nachestein from the Eisenberg School of Management at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst. Good morning, Professor.
Good morning, Bob.
We're seeing huge volatility in global markets this morning. Do you think there'll be an impact to the regional economy as well here?
Well, first of all, you're going to see these financial markets in some instability for a while. This is a leap into the dark, and nobody really knows quite what's going to happen next. Financial instability, of course, does affect our economy. We've seen the effects of that after the 2008 financial crisis. Now, this instability is not going to be of that magnitude, but you can still see some effects of it, I would think, in this region.
For example, Professor?
Well, for example, anytime everybody's trying to get into safe assets, everybody's trying to become, if you will, more liquid, well, that means selling stocks. And we've seen what happens when everybody tries to sell stocks at the same time. They're entering into a down market, and this has knock-on effects on people's wealth, on their ability to spend, on business ability to invest. So this can have, there's a financial amplifier that connects the financial system to the real economy. And in this case, it's going to be a negative feedback. So we're going to see some effects. I don't think they're going to be serious in our state, but you're going to see some effects from the financial instability.
The UK ranks seventh in the list of top buyers of exports coming from Massachusetts. Could Britain's reduced purchasing power have an effect on those exports?
It's going to have an effect, but I think the effect is going to be somewhat small in magnitude. State exports account for no more than 5 or 6% of our total gross product in the state, and that's exaggerated because some of what we export, the value added is added elsewhere outside the state, and we just do the final exporting. So that's 5%, and then there's a big difference between seventh on the list and first on the list, which is, by the way, Canada. So basically, the UK is a small part of a relatively small part of our economy, and there's going to be some effects. Some companies that export to the UK directly are going to feel the effects of this over time. And even that's uncertain because we don't know what's going to finally be negotiated with between the UK and the EU. But I expect the economic effects in the state to be small.
How might all of this affect a huge global company like General Electric, which is about to move its world headquarters to Boston, as we know?
Well, I think that anything that affects, first of all, global financial markets is going to affect GE. And my guess is that GE does do some sales into the UK, so it'll be negatively affected by this. The magnitude is uncertain to me because I don't know at a fine-grained level GE's economic relationship with the UK. But this is the entire global economy is going to feel the knock-on impacts of Britain being, quite frankly, a less wealthy country. This is going to make Britain less well off. There are some that say that Britain could even go into recession ultimately because of this, and that's going to have global impacts, and it can't help but affect a company like GE.
Does the stock volatility mean our retirement portfolios will probably take a hit in the short run?
Yes, I think so. Anybody who has a 401k, anybody who's in the stock market at all is going to, I would say, feel some negative impact from the instability. And by the way, the recipe is not to panic, to hurry up and wait, don't sell into a down market. I think markets will recover. I don't know when they will. I don't know how much the instability will affect the markets, but at this point, I think it's just a wait-and-see attitude. But it's definitely going to affect accounts such as 401ks.
All right, and then on the positive side, might cost us less to vacation in Britain and Europe, at least in the immediate future, right? Because the British pound and the euro are plummeting this morning.
That's right. At any time a foreign currency declines in value, that means the U.S. dollar buys more. So yeah, if you're planning a trip to London or to Paris, it's going to be less expensive than you thought it was going to be.
Long run, do you see a lasting effect in Massachusetts due to this vote?
If there's going to be a lasting effect in the state, it's going to be of small magnitude, again, because our trade relationships with the UK are a small part of a relatively small part of our economy. I don't expect the effects to be of large magnitude, but I think they could be lasting.
Professor Robert Nachestein from the Eisenberg School of Management at the University of Massachusetts in Amherst, thanks a lot for speaking with us this morning about the Brexit vote, Britain getting out of the European Union. Appreciate it.
Good to talk to you, Bob.